The timber business is a juggling act of trying to make money, keep jobs, and be environmentally friendly. Lean too much one way, and the other two collapse. The Forest Service on Prince of Wales Island is seeing this firsthand as timber sales struggle to make profit and face larger opposition from environmental groups. In an effort to make money and uphold environmental interests, Thorne Bay District Ranger Rochelle Huddleston-Lorton says the Forest Service is transitioning to selling younger timber at the request of the Secretary of Agriculture, Tim Vilsack.
We understand, and the Secretary understands, that the social acceptance for clear-cutting old-growth trees, it's just not there.
This transition preserves some centuries-old trees by harvesting a hopefully sustainable rotating crop of trees as young as 55 years old, just big enough to use as lumber at about 9 inches in diameter. Right now, Prince of Wales Island is managing its first completely young-growth timber sale called the Dargan Point Sale. The first 9-acre slice of it, called Little Buck, already sold to a small local buyer named Good Faith Lumber. The larger chunk, or Big Buck, is still relatively small at about 50 acres, but Huddleston-Lorton says Secretary Vilsack and the USDA are very interested in the outcome. Huddleston-Lorton says the USDA has been strongly encouraging a fast transition to young growth timber.
So the Secretary issued his memorandum to us in July of 2013 and said in the next 10 to 15 years, the Tongass is going to transition to young growth management.
To help with the transition to younger trees, new stipulations allow timber to be cut at a younger age. The old rule required no cutting until timber reached a stage where its growth started to slow. Huddleston-Lorton says that stipulation was largely removed.
And so that allows us to go into some of these stands. What we're looking at right now are stands that are 55 years or older, that have a minimum of 2 36-foot logs in each tree up to a 6-inch top.
Another change is proposed for the Tongass Forest Plan and would allow for the Forest Service to sell timber that's closer to beachfronts. Huddleston-Lorton says the current regulation includes a buffer of 1,000 feet that can only be harvested if it benefits wildlife. The new rule would cut it down to 200-foot buffer.
We could go in and have a commercial sale in the beach buffer, and it would have to not harm wildlife habitat, but doesn't necessarily have to make it better.
But this is just a proposal for now. Southeast Alaska Conservation Council community organizer Seth Ballhorn says his group opposes a cutback of the beach area.
We would prefer to not open up areas that are in the beach fringe, in the riparian area. We feel like there's adequate base of timber that can be developed.
Ballhorn says they support overall young growth transition, though, because it means that the older Tongass trees will be preserved or only be sold in smaller amounts, allowing local companies to buy them and keep them on this side of the world.
We just don't want to see old growth being clear-cutted for export. You know, if we're going to be logging, clear-cutting old growth, we would like that to be small and micro timber sales that support small businesses in Southeast Alaska.
However, using young growth isn't a fix-all solution. Young lumber is worth less because it isn't as hard and compact as old lumber. There's also added costs for lumber mills that need new equipment to process smaller trees. And then Tongass forestry worker Gary Brand says another added procedure is pre-commercial cutting.
We're lucky here where when we do harvest, we don't really necessarily have to plant trees because there's so much seed. And it comes up so thick, we actually have the opposite, where it really is beneficial to come in 10 to 15 years and thin it out.
Brand says after a long time, the tallest trees suppress the rest, and a stand self-thins. But when young timber sales are necessary, stands must be manually thinned. Otherwise, local animals can't live there, and trees can't grow big enough to harvest. Before any timber sale can happen, it must prove that it can come out with a profit and get a thumbs up from biologists to make sure it won't hurt animals, stream flows, or future habitat. So, in all, the Forest Service needs to make sure a timber sale won't hurt wildlife, will garner a profit, is on par with the young growth transition, accounts for trimming, and allows for enough beach buffer, among other things. All this before it can hit the market. And even then, there's no promise someone will buy it for the necessary price. In fact, Dargan Point couldn't sell last time it was on the market. All this takes a lot of time and effort, and the Forest Service struggles to not lose money on these sales. Some people wonder whether it's worthwhile. Huddleston-Lorton says in the Tongass, and especially on Prince of Wales Island, The loss of a few jobs could mean a neighbor, friend, or family member leaving the area, taking some of the economy with them when they go.
This is a forest that historically has provided a timber resource into the local economy. It's been an important part of the development of the economy in Southeast Alaska and the communities around that industry. And so the Forest Service recognizes that it's really important that we maintain the industry here in Southeast Alaska.
To make sure there's someone to sell to, the Forest Service needs to make sure there's enough lumber for a constant market. This means they've got to keep juggling to make sure all the balls keep moving. And still, both Brand and Huddleston Lorton walked out of the rainy Dargan Point area with smiles. Huddleston Lorton says it's worth it to get to work in the woods.
It really is a great job. Yeah, I'm not just being smart. It is a great job. Don't let me forget that I have mushrooms.
Reporting from Ketchikan, I'm Madeline Beck.